Hi everyone, thanks for joining us. Today we're joined by the founders of One Day Video, Matt and Jacob, brothers and entrepreneurs who are taking the video production industry on with their quirky, fun, funny and informative videos. Creativity and innovation are the secrets to success for these two guys, and they certainly haven't let the challenges of COVID stop them from continuing to grow the business. Now, with their father and sister working on the team, they are well on their way to making One Day Video a household name. This is our last episode for 2021 and a great way to round off the year. So let's find out more.
Okay, so this morning we're joined by Matt and Jacob Dawson, the co-founders of One Day Videos. How are you this morning, fellas?
Very good.
Doing great.
Well, why don't we kick it off, Matt, by maybe you could just tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? Where did you grow up? What do you sort of get into outside of the work life?
Yeah, sure. Grew up in Auckland. Been in Auckland all my life, or a Jaffa, as you might say.
Yeah,
I'm very much into film, making short films and music videos and all that kind of stuff. That's kind of my jam. And
awesome.
Doing a bit of weekend surfing as well at the moment, which is all good, which is good fun, especially now that weather's gotten a little bit better.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's
absolutely.
Pretty much me, really.
Excellent. Cool. And how about yourself, Jacob? What would you find you up to in your own time?
In my own time? Well, a lot of my time goes into One Day Video, but the little bits of time in between.
Like what spare time?
I would say I'm interested. What spare time? Startups. Am I right?
Absolutely.
It's spare time, I would say. Obviously, I'm actually a big board game nerd. My collection has grown a lot, especially over lockdown.
Okay.
So, yeah. You would find me at the little local board game cafe called Cakes and Ladders. That's my favorite little haunch.
Oh, I have not. I think I did see it on like a 7 Sharp or the project or something.
You did have a mention there.
And have you got a particular favourite board game of choice?
I get him started.
Oh yeah. What do I open? What do I open here?
Once you get into the board game, like once you get properly into the hobby, like it's deep.
Okay.
Genres of board games.
Okay. We'll avoid maybe going down that rabbit hole.
I would mention something, but it'll be very obscure.
Right. Okay. So we're not talking Monopoly or Scrabble.
I have, you know, Monopoly is in the board game community rated as a bad board game.
Oh, well, there we go.
Ooh,
we have all learned something I was not expecting to learn today. So thank you for that valuable insight, Jacob.
There you go.
All right. So for those listening, I should mention that your brothers and the co-founders of One Day Videos. So Matt, why don't you tell us about, you know, how One Day Videos sort of started. My understanding is you come from, I guess, a family of entrepreneurs. It's not your first venture. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the background of yourselves and starting businesses and how One Day Video sort of got going?
Yeah. So I have to go back a wee ways, back to, was it 2010? Jake and I started a business called Simply Clever Toys in 2010, which is our kind of first business venture. We were 14 and Jacob was 16. And we just kind of found cool toys that we liked because, yeah, why not? Like remote-controlled helicopters, all brain puzzles and things like that, and then sold them online. And we made silly little videos for it, which is kind of where the whole video thing started. But we didn't realize that we were going to end up making a video production company, you know, a few years later.
Yeah, right.
Almost 10 years later.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's kind of how it all started, really. And we did like a YouTube channel and it, you know, we got millions of views, which was pretty cool. We did a few fun videos and got recognition through that. And I think by the time we sold the business in 2014, we had like 36,000 subscribers on that YouTube channel. So that was good fun.
Amazing.
And that was it's a really nice time, I guess, to be like doing school, but doing the business on the side and, you know, just the spare time kind of like working on that and packing up orders and selling stuff. It was quite a good time. I mean, Jacob, do you want to follow on from that?
We'll tell the story of how One Day Video came to be.
Yeah.
I'll pick up. So we sold some clever toys. We both had a nice little bit of money in our pockets for teenagers back that time. Matthew went off into film school. I went off to try start another company, which the short, it failed miserably, which was beautiful.
But some lessons were learned, I'll bet.
Yeah, it was a good lesson. Expensive lesson, but
right.
A good lesson.
Nice.
And then after that, I decided to go study industrial design at AUT. But I wanted to graduate as a somebody and not a nobody. So I thought I need to start like making myself known while at university. How do I do that? So I decided to start a YouTube channel that followed my journey through industrial design and what I was learning. And it actually did really well. And the reason for that was it was such a tiny niche. There were like two people on YouTube, me and another guy, making videos about industrial design. So I got very well known in that niche. Yeah. And because of that, a lot of design companies would actually offer me like little internships and stuff that would fly me to other countries, America, Germany, and everything to go work with them. And I thought, oh, yeah, I'm going to be able to do some design work for them. But basically, it just ended up me making videos for them.
Right.
Because I knew how to make videos and I knew how to talk about industrial design. But through doing all of these little stints around the world and working for some really big companies like Autodesk and some really top little design firms, I sort of noticed that a lot of these companies didn't have their act together when it came to like little video productions and stuff. And you would see them doing it and it would be this huge production. It would take, you know, weeks to film and then, you know, another 2 weeks to edit. And then you might get the first draft in a month's time. And I thought, oh, I've been making videos. And I was like, I reckon I could film a video in the morning, edit in the afternoon, and it'd be done by the end of the day. And I thought, well, what if, just as a fun side hustle, what if we create a business called One Day Video and that's all we do, shoot, edit, and deliver videos within 24 hours. So I pitched the idea to Matthew, who was in the film industry at this time, working in there, and he thought, oh, that's a great idea. And I was like, it is? And so when I came back to NZ, we decided to give it a crack. More as just like a side hustle. But yeah, it's sort of like...
When did you return to New Zealand to give it a crack?
So yeah, this is all happening over 2017, 2018.
Okay.
Then returned to New Zealand at the beginning of 2019.
Yeah, February.
So 2019, yeah. Awesome. So this is the start of 2019. And then so we started the business, made a little video to explain what we did before we had any clients. Be like, this is One Day Video. This is our process. We do it all in a day.
Yeah.
We launched that and I think our first client was Becker, the engineering firm.
Okay.
And they loved it because it just made video production so easy for them before, where it had been a huge hassle. And so we knew we were sort of like onto something.
If you don't mind me asking, what was it like getting that first customer? Like you got your very, very first customer. What was that like?
It was a relief.
A relief, right.
We're like, oh, thank God.
Yeah. How good's that? Yeah, that's the magic right there. Yeah.
It was like, I mean, I reckon we could talk about this, but like, I remember Rocky up on the day, and we had never like done this before. I knew I could do it,
yes. But
we'd never like done it. And so we did it for Becca on the first day, like first time we'd ever done this for a client. And it was like, I mean, it worked, which was great, but like, it was a little bit nerve-wracking, but we did it. We made a really, like, to our standard now, it was a terrible video, but it's actually, it's a fine video, and I was quite impressed with it, and I did the whole thing myself, first one.
Served its purpose,
yeah,
that's right.
And they were really happy with it, and then we just started working on from there.
Fantastic, and that's great. I mean, your first one, no doubt, like you say, probably wasn't your finest work for what you're doing now, but... Mm. Like any business, you learn as you go, right? And that's how things evolve.
Yeah, it comes to that thing where you launch, if you're not embarrassed of how crappy your minimum viable product is, you've launched too late.
Yeah.
It's much better to get something crappy out there. Not saying our video was crappy.
Yeah, right.
It's good to get something out there early and then iterate from there and from customer feedback. And that's what we've been learning.
No, absolutely. And I think it's fine when you listen to any podcast, when you listen to the early podcasts of whomever it is compared to the podcast, if they're still going a year or so later, they're very different beasts. So, awesome. And Matt, tell us, you know, in business with your brother, but my understanding is a bit bigger within the family. My understanding is you've got your father, is it Rodney? And I believe it's your sister, Esther. And what's that like, sort of really, truly a family business that you've created? How's that going?
Yeah, no, it's actually really good. I mean, I think some people, it definitely wouldn't work, but I think because we've kind of grown up quite close, with all the members of our family, and we kind of know each other quite well. It's kind of made it quite easy, and almost easier than going out and hiring other people. We have, obviously, we have a producer now who's not part of the family. I think we're going to cap it at four family members. But yeah, no, it's actually really good, and it has made it quite a tight, like, kind of core team, which is really nice. And we all complement each other quite well. Like, Esther's very good at the digital marketing side of things, and that's why we're doing so well at the moment. Dad's so good at the sales and actually getting people on board and getting them excited. And, you know, Jacob's good at coming up with the creative ideas, and I'm good at, you know, like, delivering and, like, making sure everything's, like, looking the best it can. So it's, we all kind of got our departments, I guess, that we're, you know, specifically good at, which is really nice. So it's, it works well.
Well, it sounds like, you know, with all four of your powers combined, you've got, I'm making you sound like the Power Rangers here, but, you know, your powers combined, you've got quite a powerful beast of a business by the sounds of it, because everyone's got their own thing that they bring to the table. And I guess that's what it's all about. Because you're right, I don't know that everybody could work with their parents or with a brother or sister, perhaps. So, you know, there's probably a lot of listeners currently going, stuff that, I would never work with Mike. Do you know what I mean? I can hear them going through it, so good on you.
I mean, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's little clashes every now and again, but overall, it's, but I guess it just depends on personalities, to be honest, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Like, if you can get along with each other, that's the main thing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And so, Jacob, like, I've seen a lot of your videos and your feature, and they're quite funny and they're engaging, but in a nutshell, what would you say is the secret, if you like, to an engaging video, short video for a business?
I think the big key that we've learned over the past few years is that it comes down to the script. And the key to writing, and this is something I'm finding out quite recently, the key to writing good script and how to make an engaging video is to add hooks, like little interesting, engaging little hooks throughout the video. And the purpose of those hooks is just to make them stay another 10 seconds until they get to the next hook. And by the end of it, they've watched the whole video. So like that's our purpose when we try to write our scripts, is like, we need to write for engagement. You know, we want someone to be quirky enough, has to have little funny moments that people are going to watch the video for the sake of watching a good video. And then they also get the message of the client's company.
Yeah, well, I'm obviously on your newsletter that must come out every now and again. And I'll be honest, I'm subscribed to a few newsletters. I don't always read them. I'm like, oh, yeah, next. And on your one, I opened it. And I'm not going to lie, I didn't read every word, but I scrolled down. And what I saw, Jacob, was you getting smashed in the face with a frying pan. And obviously, that just caught my attention immediately. Now, I'm assuming that you didn't really get hit in the face with a frying pan, because you look okay, but is that what you're meaning by hooks, so to speak?
Yeah, that would be what would be called like a classic sort of visual hook.
Yeah.
Or quite a comedy gag. Like, for example, you can make pain funny if you overemphasize it or underemphasize it. So if someone hits you with a fry pan in the face and you don't really react, that's kind of funny. Or if someone hits you in the face with a fry pan and you fall on the ground, you're knocked out and it's over the top, that's also kind of funny.
Yeah.
But if like pain is realistic, it's not funny. But if it's overacted or underacted, it becomes kind of funny.
Well, it's cool because for me, I read that and I don't really remember the wording in your newsletter, but I remember you getting smashed in the face with a frying pan. That's what I remember. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're going to love our new video coming out very soon.
Right, well, there we go.
Lots of that going on.
Yeah, okay. So do you wake up with bruises every day, you know, but you're a trooper, you just get back up.
Yeah, do it for the fans.
Do it for the fans. Good on you.
It's worth the pain.
That's right. So Matt, and you've been doing this how long now? Do you say like where One Day Videos is 2 years?
Yeah, 2.5 years old now, I think. Coming on 3 years. At the beginning of 2019.
This might be a tough question, but it might be controversial as well. But what's your favorite video that you've put together? Is there any one that you go, oh yeah, that is my favorite?
It's a lot of good ones.
Yeah.
So, oh man, the one we did for the cake, it was real good fun. It's not so much a comedy kind of video. It's just like, it's just real pretty and it makes you want to eat cake, which is exactly what you want people to do, want to do when they watch a video about cakes, is they want to eat the cakes. And to be honest, the cakes are really good. If you've never tried them, you should definitely try them. But it's just a sexy video, and it's just like, it's just delicious and makes you want to eat so much cake. It's just the best. But yeah, that's probably one of my ones that stands out to me.
Cool.
I have one with a good story behind it.
Oh, come on, Jacob. Go on, get in there.
So we were brought on to make a internal video for Sea Lord.
Okay.
And basically what they wanted to do is they just wanted to make a fun little video to introduce like the Auckland office to the rest of Sea Lord, because a lot of Sea Lord didn't know what was happening up in Auckland. So we decided, we'll make like a fun little mockumentary sort of office kind of vibe. So nice. The act was is I'll go around, interview people, random people in the office, and it would turn to this fun little thing. And there's this moment in the video which is really, really funny, because we sort of pitched them on the day, because during that day, the CEO was up in Auckland. They were having a big, very important meeting with all of the executive suite. And we thought, we had this fake fish, and we thought, oh, it's just like so funny. We've got the CEO at the top of the board table, just like holding the fish up, doing like a massive like Lion King move, and we'd play the music. And it would just be like this hilarious shot where we'd go, welcome, and this is the CEO. And we like open the door and he's there with the fish. And we'd go, oh, that'd be great. Okay. So I remember like we rocked up, we jumped in just before the big executive meeting was happening. They're like, 12 of these very top powerful executives, and like pitched the idea in front of all of them. And there's sort of like silence, and then like the CEO's just like, oh yeah, no, that's funny. Yeah, let's do that. Shot that. Yeah. So we ended up getting like the CEO. We played the music so everyone had timing, and yeah. He held it up, held this like big fake fish up like that, and we got everyone, all the other executives, doing like spirit fingers towards the fish, and it was comedy gold, and it was just, yeah, it was funny because I love it when like people who are high from companies are keen to like be fun like that. It's a good sign of like a good CEO, I thought. It was a funny moment that I'll remember forever.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm sure those executives didn't step into that boardroom expecting to be doing spirit fingers on that day. No. But hey, you made it happen. So that's awesome. What a day indeed.
Good cool. day, that one.
I'll bet. And Matt, tell me, if you could go back to the very start of One Day Videos, knowing what you know now, is there any one thing that you'd probably do a little bit differently, you know, if you could start again today?
It's a tricky one, because to be honest, like with all the kind of like little things that we kind of did wrong, we kind of learned a lot from those. And if we didn't have those, we wouldn't have learned those lessons. I think the one thing would probably be that we wouldn't have put so much stick on kind of trying to smush everything into one day. Because we used to like write, shoot, edit, and deliver everything within that kind of 24-hour period. And it was intense. It was a bit too intense.
Yeah.
But to be honest, like, it was good to kind of do that though, and know we could do that. That was, I think, one of the reasons why I'm glad we kind of did do it. Because we knew, you know, we know we could make videos faster than anyone else. So it was nice to kind of know that. But I think what we're doing now, which is, it's still really fast paced, and there's still that kind of like that quick turnaround thing, but it's you know, it's getting the script right, it's getting the story right, and then it's like shooting in a day and then, you know, editing the next day, or we still have that kind of one day package where it's shoot in the morning, edit in the afternoon. So it's still really fast paced, but we just kind of like, we have a bit more time to really get that script right, which is, as Jacob said, like one of the most important kind of parts is like having a great, hilarious or really engaging script that's gonna like pull people in.
Awesome.
So I think that was probably the only thing that I would have kind of done, is maybe just kind of gone to kind of separating the script kind of section out sooner.
But
we learned some lessons, so that's always a positive. So
absolutely
not too regretful, really.
Absolutely. And then, well, Jacob, where are you guys at now as a business compared to starting off with this idea? You've come back to New Zealand with your brother and you're into it. Fast forward to today, like, is there more? As obviously I understand your father and your sister are involved, but how many staff do you have now, and what evolution are we at in the business?
So back in 2019, it was just Matthew and I. Fast forward today, we have our own office space with a studio down in the basement, which is really cool. That's where I'm seated at the moment. And then we have like the core team, but we also work with a group of about 25 creatives. So the team has grown from 2 to 25 now.
Wow.
Yeah, we've grown dramatically. Obviously, like sales and stuff have also grown dramatically. So it's an exciting ride. It's now that I've done a few businesses and had fails, it's nice to like have one that we're like, oh, this is really exciting. This is working. Yeah.
And how do you find the challenge now of, obviously initially when you just think about yourself and Matt, to managing 25 people? How have you found that transition?
I think it's something that's sort of like we've grown organically and naturally. So like, you know, we did bring on at the end of the first year, we did bring on new videographers. And so it's something that we've naturally been able to sort of adapt to, I'd say.
Yeah.
It's helped a lot.
Freelance, right?
Yeah.
So we're not managing them all the time. So that makes it a bit easier. Yeah. So they come up for jobs.
Yeah, amazing.
But yeah. Sorry, what were you saying, Jacob?
Yeah. And it makes it easier now that we've hired a producer full time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Keeps our eyes on the details.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And good on you to have so much growth in that space of time. It's a real credit to you guys to create something that's obviously wanted and needed out there. And Matt, tell me, what would you say, if you could pinpoint one thing, has been your proudest moment in the one-day video journey? What's been your proudest moment?
I think it's the people, to be honest. It's such a fulfilling thing to kind of have such an awesome team around you and to know that everyone's really passionate about it and they want to do, you know, make the best videos possible. And just like having our little get-togethers, which we kind of try to do every quarter, and just like
doing one tonight.
As many people as we can. And yeah, I think that's the thing that I'm really proud of, is we've got an awesome, awesome team, and that's really exciting. And you know, they make it kind of really exciting and make me want to kind of like come to work every day, I guess, because I know I'm working with like-minded people who are really into it and really onto it. So yeah, I think that's probably, for me, that would be the proudest moment. What about you, Jacob? What was your thing? I mean, obviously team and stuff is great, but for me, sometimes the things that I really enjoy is these little quirky things that I can get into videos. So like the CEO with Sea Lord, another one that we've done is we did it for a tech company in Spain, as we added a live chicken in the shoot into a cupboard. And it's just like, it's like this live chicken appears in this video for like this app. And it's like, what the heck?
Yeah.
And then another one is like, we had just recently in the video, we haven't finished yet, we had the ex Air New Zealand CEO act as a delivery guy. So that's quite funny. No, so awesome. Just little moments like that is that makes me really proud and happy that we can do little things like that.
Well, I think you guys have, you know, summed it up there, because you both come across as very passionate and you've got a lot of enthusiasm for what you do, which can only be infectious for your team, which then obviously customers, when they engage with you, are going to feel that. But I'm just curious to know, like, for any of our listeners out there who, you know, some of whom are business owners themselves, some of them have maybe got some amazing ideas to start their own business in whatever field that may be. What advice, Jacob, would you give anyone who's thinking of getting started in their own business? What piece of gold have you got for them?
Well, it's exactly what we talked about. Like, before you start anything, you have to be passionate about it. Because if you're not, because startup life, it's hard, like really hard. And it can be horrible and depressing at times and a real struggle. And you'll feel like giving up. And at times, probably the only thing that's going to get you through it is your passion for what you're doing.
Yeah.
Especially in the first year. Like for us, the first year was hard. Yeah. It was not easy going. It was a real struggle.
Yeah.
So many awful cold calls.
Networking events. It was hard going, but Matthew and I were really passionate about what we were doing.
Yeah.
And that got us through it. And now, you know, that we've made a bit of a brand for ourselves and a bit of a name for ourselves, you know, it is getting easier and it's really exciting.
Yeah.
But yeah, you need to be passionate about what you're doing.
It's about having a vision, I guess, and keeping your eyes on where you're going and where you really want to be, I guess, and knowing that this is all just kind of steps towards that goal.
Yeah. No, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, on that then, Matt, tell us, if we did have our little crystal ball and we were to look ahead 5 years, you know, where do we see One Day Videos 5 years into the future?
There's a really exciting things that we're looking forward to and we're kind of like mapping out at the moment. Really want to kind of like get into doing a kind of creative side of the business. So making kind of like TV shows or films or like that kind of side of thing. That'll be a bit of a slow burn, but we're thinking of starting doing some little skits and things next year, which will kind of really like start launching that. But it's also nice just to kind of have something that you're working on that's not always commercial work. That's it's a bit more just like fun or like a bit more like your kind of personal passion kind of projects to kind of keep the creativity and passion alive. to be honest, our goal is to become like a bit of a household name, really. Is we're kind of the go-to kind of video production company in Australasia. So eventually it'll be, you know, doing this similar thing in Australia as well, right, and getting known over there. So that's kind of where we're heading. It's very exciting, and yeah, I'm looking forward to kind of the journey.
Nice. Yeah.
And then personally, like, there's a big personal goal, as Matthew and I, you know, we want to direct a feature for Netflix. That's what we want to eventually be in that area, but that's on the personal level. So watch this space.
Well, look, my girlfriend and I just started watching the second season of The Tiger King, so if it's anything like that, you know, it's going to be engaging. Right? So, I haven't seen any tigers pop up in the background yet, but, you know, you've got live chickens, apparently.
We've got a live Jacob running around the office.
A live Jacob?
That counts for something.
Oh, is that, well, is he predominantly the actual chicken king, perhaps? There could be a Netflix movie in there, perhaps. Yeah, I don't know.
Quite possibly.
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, listen, God, I think it's been really awesome, you know, hearing a story of One Day Videos, and I think you guys are doing a wonderful job. And I can say firsthand, because my business partner have utilized One Day Videos. I didn't realize it, but you know, maybe a couple of years ago now, and we were really pleased with the outcome. So I can certainly recommend you guys. And look, for anyone listening that wanted to get a video shot for themselves or the business, how can they look you up? What's the best way to track you down and get a video through you guys?
Go to our website, which is www.onedayvideo.co.nz. That's O-N-E, not number one, just to be clear.
Oh,
then we've got all the socials and all that kind of stuff, which you can find links to on our website as well. And just, you can have fun watching all the videos on there as well, because there's a whole lot of videos on there. And it's a very colourful and fun place to be. The website, yeah.
it is, and it's worth looking at some of your videos, because some of them are funny, and beyond just Jakey being hit in the face with a frying pan, there are other little bits in there that I found quite quite funny. So yeah, great work, guys, and awesome chatting with you, and I wish you guys all the best and good luck for the future endeavors of One Day Videos, and I look forward to watching the Chicken King in 5 years' time on Netflix.
Yeah. Cheers, Phil. Working on it.